This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The suspect in the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs made an initial court appearance virtually today. Anderson Lee Aldrich faces 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of committing a bias-motivated crime. Prosecutors say the alleged shooter walked into Club Q late Saturday night and began firing before bystanders stopped the attack. Aldrich is scheduled to be in court again on December 6th, but defense attorneys have asked to move that date. A Colorado Springs city councilman is challenging 2 mayoral candidates to discuss banning assault weapons in the city. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports the comments came at the first city council meeting since the deadly mass shooting.
The 2 mayoral candidates, Tom Strand and Wayne Williams, sit on city council. They're among 7 running in April's election. Councilman Bill Murray.
Okay, I can go for hours about why you shouldn't have an assault weapon. And they can go hours and telling me, well, it wouldn't have stopped what occurred. But if we don't take baby steps, if we don't take active actions to stop what's going on, we're going to repeat it.
Neither Williams nor Strand responded directly to Murray's comments at the time. The suspect in the shooting that killed 5 and injured at least 17 has been released from the hospital and is now in El Paso County Jail. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A hockey game between the University of Denver and Colorado College teams has been moved to Denver's Ball Arena because of high ticket demand. The schools have a hotly contested rivalry. DU won the NCAA National Championship in hockey last season. The game will happen in late January. Tickets are currently on sale. Fans who already had tickets to the game, which was originally planned for DU's Magnus Arena, will be reseated for the venue change. This is CPR News and KRCC.